Hello listeners, welcome to the latest episode of Simply Save podcast. We are almost close to the end of the financial year, and this is the time when individuals are finalizing decisions related to tax planning. Today we are joined by Rushabh Desai, founder of Rupee with Rushabh Investment Services, to tell us about ELSS Fund, which is one of the instruments that is eligible for tax deductions under Section 80C of IT Act. Hi Rushabh, welcome to our show.
Hi Josh, thanks for having me on your show.
So Rushabh, can you tell us a bit more about ELSS funds, how investors should look at these funds and how these funds can help them for their tax planning as well as for wealth creation?
Sure. So Josh, number one is that ELSS plays dual role in number one, saving tax and for wealth creation. So if investors, particularly long-term investors who are looking to have a flavor of generating long-term wealth and saving tax can look at ELSS as a category for investment.
How should they look at ELSS in the sense, how should they zero in on a particular ELSS scheme? What should be the filtering process? How should they look at past returns? Can you talk a bit about that?
Sure. So overall, ELSS funds needs to be analyzed in the same way as a normal equity fund. So depending on, you know, the investor's portfolio construct, an ELSS fund can be a part as per, you know, the portfolio construct of a particular investor. Now, what I mean by this is saying that if a client's portfolio is more inclined towards value, the client can look at, you know, getting into a growth oriented ELSS fund. And if a client is inclined more towards growth, they can look at investing in a value oriented ELSS fund. So one needs to look at, you know, from an overall portfolio point of view and not just individual ELSS scheme.
Right. And when it comes to returns, you know, investors usually look at past returns. That's the way they have traditionally been trying to look at which schemes are best for them, which may not be the best way. But when it comes to the past returns, if investors want to look at it, how should they go about it? Because these are the funds that come with 3-year lock-in. So should they make sure that, especially in these schemes, that when they look at such schemes, the performance track record that they are looking at is, longer term, at least 3 years and above?
Right. So past performance is indeed very important. It gives a reflection how the fund is performing. But investors should not look at equity from a 3-year point of view, because as you already know that equity as an asset class is a very volatile asset class. So a 3-year period is a very short period to look at either from the returns. And if someone is looking to invest from a 3-year perspective, then I would not recommend the investor to venture into the equity ELSS category. So I feel a minimum of 5 to 7 years is the ideal time horizon. So if someone wants to look at this category from past returns, they should look at from a 5 to 7 year rolling return basis.
And apart from returns, what are the other factors that investors can consider when looking at ELSS?
Mainly is, you know, the style of the fund. So as I spoke earlier about growth and value, so usually I would recommend growth-oriented ELSS funds. The only reason is that value funds will, you know, tend to deliver returns over a longer period of time. They may be little more cyclical than growth. So if the investor does not understand the value style and the time horizon needed, one can look at investing in the growth or a blended way where the fund manager takes a call between value and growth as per his or her foresight and insights. Another thing I would like to point is that, you know, ELSS funds function in the same fashion as flexi caps. So the investor need not worry much that, whether I'm choosing a fund which is more inclined to large caps, mid caps or small caps, you're actually leaving it up to the fund manager to decide how the fund manager would like to, you know, shuffle in the market capitalization. So I feel more concentration needs to be given on the style of how the fund is functioning.
Right. And what if, after the 3-year lock-in is over and, the investor decides to, at least review how the fund has done and may find that, the fund has not done that well. What should he or she do in that sense? Should they then stay invested, or it might be a good idea to maybe withdraw because, you know, in the fund has not done well or underperformed other peers during that period?
Right. So one should typically give, at least in my view, 5 years to the fund and probably then take a call, unless and until if there is a change in the strategy of the fund, or if there is a change in the fund manager, that's a different issue altogether. But I would feel a 5 year period would be an ideal to actually take a call. If the fundamentals of the fund remains the same, then I feel a 5 year period should be given. If the fund is negative after 3 years, as I had already pointed out, that equities are volatile, and 5 to 7 years would be an ideal time horizon needed for this category.
And also, can one go for multiple ELSS, you know, or it might be ill-advised to have too many ELSS in one's portfolio?
Yeah, typically it is not advised to have too many funds, ELSS funds in one portfolio. Usually one or maximum two funds are perfectly fine. If the investor already has existing funds in their portfolio, then one ELSS fund is more than enough. But if the investor does not have equity funds, then two ELSS schemes are perfectly fine.
So even if an investor is falling short on the 1.5 lakh tax deduction limit available in ATC, she need not go overboard on ELSS and can maybe use other instruments as well. That's right, isn't it? That's what you're trying to...
No, I wouldn't go way too overboard even if someone is falling short. Maximum two funds are more than enough, I feel.
Okay. Sure, Rishabh, thanks a lot for joining us today. We hope this conversation helps our listeners with their tax planning, but also for their wealth creation.
Thank you so much, Josh, for having me on your show.
That was all the time we had for today's podcast. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in, and keep listening to Simply Save. For any feedback, do write into us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news and views, log on to moneycontrol.com.